Well, the ruling is a welcome development, and it didn't come to us as a surprise, but we call it a very pleasant surprise, because what it does is that it represents the fact that the current president cannot continue to hide, you know, and it differentiates Nigerian judicial system from the American judicial system, you know. He can't continue to hide. His records, he's a public person, and his records must be made public. And we're happy about this judgment. We're happy about this ruling. And the beautiful part of it is that the court went ahead to direct that, look, despite the application of the Chicago State University, that they wanted, you know, to present their defense in writing, the judge ruled that, no, you must come physically. And the judge went ahead to even order that they have 48 hours to turn in all his documents and credentials, and they have to do that under oath, which is the beautiful part of it.
What does this mean, you know, regarding your case in challenging the outcome of the election? Does it have any bearing?
We need to understand that, look, it is not just about the former vice president. We're not just in court because he has a litigation at the Supreme Court in Nigeria. The first thing is that it enriches our jurisprudence. What we are saying is that those who are not qualified to be in power should not be in power. And the former vice president is leading the charge in this regard. That's number one. Number two, there is a proviso, there is a window where any evidence and this judgment can be front-loaded to the Supreme Court during the pendency of this suit, of our appeal at the Supreme Court. So that is not in doubt. But what I want Nigerians and the world to understand is that the former vice president of Nigeria is at the forefront of leading the charge that those who have no business, those who are not qualified, are not meant to come close to power.
Now that the ruling has been made official, what happens next?
Now they have within 48 hours, which is on Friday, to produce the credentials, that all the documents we requested before the court, and present it there under oath. They'll do a deposition under oath.
What will you do with the document? Because you petitioned the court for it, the court has ruled in your favor. What would you do with the document?
The documents will be served on the higher court, that is the Supreme Court of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, in furtherance of our case, our election petitions before the court. And apart from that, it will be dropped in the court of public opinion so that Nigerians will know the character who is representing them as the president and commander-in-chief of the armed forces. It is one thing to be a president. You cannot power without legitimacy. Legitimacy is drawn from the people. So what will happen next? What will happen next depends on the people. So the moment these documents are submitted, that is when we will know, you know. But the moment we receive the documents, one of the steps is that it will be front-loaded to the Supreme Court. But the other step is that is in the court of public opinion, that is the court of the people.